The largest boat parade record attempt happens at the lake, and I can't think of anybody better to fill us in on what's going on, the latest update, than our friend Heather Brown with Lake of the Ozarks Convention and Visitors Bureau. Good morning, Heather. Are you excited about tomorrow?
Oh, my goodness. We are so excited. I mean, I feel like this is a bucket list thing, because how many people can actually say they were in a world record attempt?
It's right? True. It's true, because, I mean, if we break the record, and in fact, I'm not going to say if, I'm going to say when, you can say, I was a part of it.
Yes. You rode in the parade. You helped make it happen.
Absolutely. Well, let me get if you have an update available for me here as far as numbers or anything.
So I do not have an updated number this morning. We have multiple people with their hands in it, but I was told we had 100 people come in just in the last 8 hours.
Beautiful.
So they're coming in strong. However, I will say people will not show up that day. We all know things happen when you're boating. Boats break down, there's issues, family emergencies, this, that, and the other. So make sure you register, make sure you show up, because we will have no shows that day. So it goes by how many people are registered on our spreadsheet, but also they're counting how many people go through the parade. So we need people to be there. We want to make sure you're registered, and so don't assume. Make sure you register. We need it. We need all the help we can get.
And once again, the record is 1,180 boats. We really want to beat that in a big way. And you got to have your flag, which when you're registered, you'll get your flag. The Guinness Book of World Records people will be there tomorrow. They're looking for those flags. That's what they count, right?
Yes. So they're going to count the flags. They're going to count the boats. If for some reason somebody doesn't get a flag, they are using that as a counting measure. However, they will also look at the list. So they will count how many boats go through. We know things happen. I don't think that they would disqualify you if you don't have the flag, but we encourage it, because it's just that much easier for them to know who's part of the parade. We have safety boats. We have a parade route. We have so many safety logistics in place. It is completely idle speed the entire time. We have it smallest boat to largest boat, and we ask people to start getting in your waiting area about 9 a.m. The parade will start at 10 a.m. We'll be at dog days starting at 7 a.m. So if you last minute registered, or you still need to register and you want to register in person, we will be at dog days starting at 7 a.m. till probably about 11 or 12, depending on, you know, how long it takes.
Right.
For the parade. And then and you can even register while the parade's going and then hop in line and just go. So we want to let people know that we encourage you to pre-register. Do it now. Get your flag now, because it's going to be kind of chaotic.
Oh, it's going to be nuts. It's going to be totally nuts. And if you want more information, by the way, it's at bestdamnbirthdaybash.com. We also have the info on our website, 1019thewave.com, or you can go to the Wave Facebook page and find it there. The record is held by Malaysia. You haven't heard from anybody in Malaysia, have you? Hey, what are you people doing?
Yeah, why are you breaking this record? Because
this is our record.
Yes, believe it or not, we were like, how did Malaysia break that? But
I know.
But it's one of the coolest attempts we've ever done here at Lake of the Ozarks, so we're super excited. And we, you know, we keep saying, let's bring this to the United States. Heck, let's bring it to Missouri.
Absolutely.
Why not bring it to Lake of the Ozarks?
It's going to be a blast. It's happening tomorrow. And the parade itself gets underway at what time, Heather?
10 a.m. it will start.
All right.
The parade actually starts at the 22-mile marker and will go to the 24-mile marker. So we're hearing all the time, where can I watch it? I don't have a boat, but I want to see it. Paradise is right there. Margaritaville's right there.
Okay.
So those are great places.
I will tell you, Heather, I mentioned this to somebody earlier today. All the years I've lived at the lake, I still don't get mile markers and how to figure them and everything. When somebody says, I'm at the such and such mile marker, I'm going, yeah, what's that near? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I always have to do that.
It gets confusing, because then we also have, you know, different arms off of the lake.
Oh, I know. Oh, my gosh.
So it does. But for people like Kevin Hilly, we have a map on our website, and it shows the mile markers.
Visual aids. I love it. Good. That helps. And we're going to break a record tomorrow for the largest boat parade ever. And Heather Brown from Lake of the Ozarks Convention and Visitors Bureau, man, I got to give you kudos, because you have been instrumental in making this happen. I know you got a lot of partners there, but I have to give you kudos for your part in this as well. You've done a tremendous job there, lady.
Thank you. Well, it's a team effort, yeah. And I will say I do want to do one quick plug. I have to thank everybody over at Mortgage Headquarters. They're the ones that put in the $15,000 it took to bring Guinness down here.
That's right.
If it wasn't for that donation, and the money being raised goes towards the 200th birthday bash for Lake of the Ozarks for later throughout the summer. So it isn't going back to Mortgage Headquarters. They did this 100% as a donation.
Right.
And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't even be able to do this. So thank you to them.
Somebody wanted me to ask you, are the Guinness people bringing any beer with them?
No, they are not.
Ah, come on.
That would definitely, you know, make for a pretty amazing day. But
see,
no.
If,
no.
See, aren't. If this was the Sam Adams Book of World Records or the Corona Book of World Records,
you
I bet you there'd be beer involved, you know. So.
I would have to say at Paradise and Margaritaville and probably on these milling stations and these boats, there's going to be some people enjoying those beverages.
There will be some Guinness on board, absolutely. All right. Heather, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and good luck tomorrow.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. Have a great day.